Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, January the 17th, 2020. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will find it on my Podbean page over to the left under the heading Links. Please open it and follow the instructions. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's have a look at what's on offer for today. I'm going to start by talking about what I call the injustice system, the criminal injustice system, which is not actually subject to law. We see immunity to law continually as police commit felonies against citizens and walk away free. They prosecute the innocent in order to build their conviction record. Judges fail to prevent prosecutors from withholding exculpatory evidence and bribing witnesses. There's all kinds of things which I think you should know about, some of which you will know, others which need explaining. Well, then I'm going to talk about Soleimani and how they condemned this man as a kind of ritual that commentators and politicians must perform. They love to justify it in moral or political terms, and you just have to look at the chain of events that led to it. So I'm going to have quite a lot to say about that. Then I shall talk about Pompeo's lies. The man really is a terrible threat to peace worldwide. I used to think that his predecessor was actually worse than him, but I don't think that that is the case. I think Pompeo he goes above Trump's head, and he's a liar. There were no imminent threats to American lives, such as he said. So he and Bolton, I believe, belong in the same box. And the sooner he gets out of this one and gets into Bolton's, the better. Then I shall talk a little bit, very, very briefly, about urban disorder and how in New York, on January the 1st, a new law went into effect eliminating cash bail for what the proponents call misdemeanors and non-violent felonies. Just a little detail which I thought you ought to know. Then comes our bad news Boeing segment. We can't do without that any longer, can we, ladies and gentlemen? It must come. No show would be complete without it. Then I'm going to talk a little about how America willfully prevented peace from breaking out after the demise of the Soviet Union. It's very wicked, very cruel, and very devious, but I'm afraid that's what America has become. And to finish off the show, a ridiculous anecdote, and I will leave it to you to find out what that is. Anyway, for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you 3 free shows so that you can sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. Just send me an email and in the subject line write sample shows, and I hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. So feel free, select any 3 shows from my Podbean archive. But if you don't have a preference, I do highly recommend the latest 3 shows because most of them deal with the current events of the day. And since the current events will be clearer to you about today than way back, you probably will get more out of listening to an examination of them from myself. Let me finish by giving you my contact information, starting with my email, rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials, my name, and the number 1, rwlmartin1@aol.com. And that is also to be found at the top of my Podbean page if you forget to write it down, so you will find it there. Then I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, as I'm sure many of you are aware. The Facebook page, the address there is www.facebook.com/RichardMartinsWakeUpCall. And my Twitter address is www.twitter.com/RMWakeUpCall. RM for Richard Martin plus Wake Up Call. RM Wake Up Call. Both of those are one word alone, no punctuation, no gaps, spaces, and all lower case. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be back on Monday with another edition of the Wake Up Call. So this is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.